You're listening to SBS News. Speaking at the Australian Human Rights Commission's annual forum on the state of racial tolerance and community harmony, Tim Soutphommasane says Australians are facing challenging, turbulent times. But he says the country can tackle these challenges from a position of strength because research shows the overwhelming majority of Australians support multiculturalism and equality. He points to the Scanlon Foundation's annual survey on social cohesion, which consistently shows between 83 and 86% of Australians agree that multiculturalism is good for the country.
Last year, the survey found that about 80% of people agree that Australia's immigration program should not involve discrimination on the basis of race or religion. And we know as well that there remains widespread support for the Racial Discrimination Act. Last March, a Fairfax Ipsos poll showed that 78% of people believe it should remain unlawful to offend, insult, or humiliate someone because of their race, as stipulated by Section 18C of the Act.
But the Race Discrimination Commissioner says there are plenty of challenges where what's said in public can seem far removed from what the Scanlon Foundation finds year after year.
We have seen panic over African youth crime in Melbourne. The fear and anxiety that has been whipped up by this has led to members of African Australian communities being unjustly stereotyped as prone to criminality. We held a forum in Melbourne in April about this, and I heard from many about the hurt and anger that was being felt. Sadly, the seeds of distrust and disharmony have been sown.
Tim Soutphommasane says there are signs racism is being normalised within mainstream media and public discourse.
Whether it's far-right nationalism aimed at immigrants and multiculturalism, or whether it's old-fashioned bigotry aimed at Indigenous people, intolerance has been emboldened. And given our sometimes excited debates about immigration, population growth, and citizenship laws, we must remain vigilant about our racial and multicultural harmony.
The Commissioner says Australia has a long history of racism and it's still a problem today. He says in 2017, 20% of Australians said they'd experienced discrimination during the previous 12 months. Tim Soutphommasane says he's frustrated that so much energy is being spent in Australia on denying and deflecting racism. He says being direct about fighting racism doesn't sit well with some people, and he's implied that's one reason why some suggest that the Office of the Race Discrimination Commissioner be renamed or redefined.
The legislation isn't called the Living in Harmony Act. It's not called the Treading Softly or Gently on Racism Act. It's called the Racial Discrimination Act because it is concerned with racial discrimination. It is only right and fitting that we name racial discrimination. And it is only right and fitting that the statutory officer under the Racial Discrimination Act is called the Race Discrimination Commissioner. It wouldn't be good enough if racial discrimination were to become a social evil that shall not be named.
Greg Dyett, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.